Hello and welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. Today we talk to Charlie Waddell, founder of Global Plasma Solutions, a manufacturer of needlepoint bipolar ionization technology, which is designed to purify the air by eliminating airborne particulates, odors, and pathogens. Creating a safe and clean indoor environment is becoming increasingly important in this age of COVID-19, and bipolar ionization is becoming a popular way to improve indoor air quality. I'm Joanna Turpin, senior editor at the News, and I hope you enjoy the conversation. Well, hi, Charlie. Thanks so much for joining us on our Newsmakers podcast. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
Well, in this age of COVID-19, bipolar ionization has become pretty popular. It's become kind of a buzzword. So can you just kind of give me an idea of what it is and how does it work?
Sure. So I'd like to point out that when we use the term bipolar ionization, it's a pretty broad term, actually. And within our industry, there's multiple types of bipolar ionization. One would be called the corona discharge systems. One would be called dielectric barrier discharge. And then you have our type of technology, which has advanced all of the others into what we call needlepoint bipolar ionization. And so that's really a category unto itself within the bipolar ionization industry. And the way this technology is working is that we're taking positive and negative ions, distributing them into the supplier, which then go into the space and treat your contaminants down in your space.
Okay. Well, how long has this been available?
We started the company in 2008, and soon thereafter had technology available. So it's been around quite a long time, and it's been used in a wide range of applications, from the highest level of the government, from the White House, all the way down to residential applications. So it's really been out there quite a while.
Okay, and so just to clarify, we're going to be talking about needlepoint bipolar ionization in this conversation, not necessarily the other technologies that you had mentioned, correct?
That's correct. I would like to talk specifically about needlepoint bipolar ionization, or what we use the acronym now, NPBI.
Okay, perfect. So tell me, what was the impetus for designing NPBI? What problem does it solve?
It's actually solving several problems. With the older technology, which had been around since the late 1800s, it produced ozone as a byproduct, and it also had a component that would wear out and had to be replaced. So NPBI solves that problem of the ozone because this technology is UL2998 certified, which simply means it's been confirmed by Underwriters Laboratories not to produce any ozone whatsoever. And so with that certification, you can be assured that the technology is safe, first of all. Second of all, there's no replacement parts. Once you put these into your system, that's it. So that solves the budget issues many people have with having a budget for replacement parts from other types of systems. But it's truly unique in that it's actually reducing the particle matter and the harmful pathogens that enter in the airstream as well as in the space itself where a lot of these particles and pathogens are currently generated. And so this technology, because of its ability to control the particles, the pathogens, as well as odors, we are able to reduce outside air requirements in a lot of applications, which is going to save you a lot of energy. And it's not like UV light. You know, this technology, once it's mounted in the air handling systems, that's typically where it's mounted. It's not really a portable room air cleaner like many people are familiar with. They put this into the ductwork, and it treats the entire space. It's not just treating the air that comes back to it. You know, HEPA filters and UV lights are what I consider passive devices. They sit there and they wait for stuff to come to them. Our technology, NPBI, is actually going out into the space and seeking out these contaminants within the space. So that's really solving the problems as we see them today, where you have people talking, coughing, sneezing, generating the actual contaminants in the space. So I would rather see a technology actively coming out into the space to treat those contaminants versus waiting for them to come back to the air handler to be reactive versus proactive.
Okay. And where is this typically installed? I mean, can you use it in commercial and residential, or is it targeted more toward the commercial space?
It's actually used in a wide range of applications, from residential all the way into healthcare. You know, we've done Children's Hospital in Boston. As I mentioned earlier, we've done the White House. We've done Google headquarters. You know, so we've done a lot of applications all over the world. And it doesn't matter what size the HVAC system is, whether it's a one-ton small residential system or a 200-ton package rooftop system for custom air handler. We have modular devices that can fit any size HVAC system, and we like to mount these systems inside of the air handlers. And so by mounting it there, you can treat your coils, keep those nice and clean, just like having a UV light in the system, but without having to have the physical UV light. And then you also get to treat the entire ductwork in the space by mounting it in those air handlers.
Okay, and so now the burning question that everybody wants to know, can this technology be used to mitigate the potential spread of the COVID-19 virus?
Yes, it can, and I'm proud to say that, in fact, this week we announced that our new testing results that were centered around the aviation side, we do have an aviation division that uses this technology in aircraft, it showed that our NPBI achieved an actual 99.4% reduction rate on the SARS-CoV-2, as most people call it, COVID-19 virus, the surface strain, within 30 minutes. So in short, Aviation Clean Air, who is our partner there on the aviation side, they designed a test to mimic the ionization conditions like that of a commercial aircraft, because as we know, people are very scared right now to fly, and they want to know what are the airlines doing about trying to control COVID-19 as you're on these long flights, especially if you're going long distances. So this technology was designed, or the test, I should say, was designed for proving it out in a cabin-type environment. So based on the viral titrations, it was determined that at 10 minutes, we were able to achieve an 84.2% reduction. At 15 minutes, it was 92.6, and then at 30 minutes, it was 99.4% reduction. And so as time went on, it just got better and better within that chamber.
Okay. Well, you must be pretty pleased with those results.
Couldn't be happier. I mean, when I look at household cleaners, you see 99.9%, and that's spraying something directly on it. So to have an indirect product like this that's treating the entire space, I think that's really remarkable.
Okay. So can this technology be used in all types of HVAC equipment, no matter how old it is or if it's new? I mean, either way, is it? Are there any limitations that need to be considered?
It will fit in older systems. It's great for retrofit because the technology is very compact for what it can do for the system. It's also modular. So when you get into larger systems, we have a commercial product that is going to snap together. A lot of people like to call it the Legos of the industry because it snaps together in these 6-inch parts for any size system. So it doesn't matter if it's an older system you want to retrofit or if it's a new system that's just been installed, this technology will fit any of those systems. And as far as what you need to look out for when you're installing it, just make sure that it's installed, oriented properly with the airstream, so you get the maximum ionization dispersion into the airstream itself.
Okay. So you said that it didn't produce ozone, and so that's often a concern with bipolar ionization. And so is there anything that the NPBI technology could adversely affect components or occupants, or is it completely safe?
It is completely safe, and the reason why we can make that claim is because we don't produce the ozone as a byproduct. With the older systems and other types of technologies that may compete against NPBI, they are producing ozone as a byproduct, and a lot of people like to go out and market it as ozone-free technology, or they'll claim they don't produce ozone. But really, where the rubber meets the pavement is actually being able to produce that test report from UL that states per 2998, you don't produce ozone. So for those people out there using these other technologies, you know, ASHRAE has now come out and said in their ASHRAE 62 standard in section 5.7.1, if you look that up, it'll say all air purification technologies that require power should have UL 2998 certification, and that confirms that, in fact, it is a safe technology. And since we're not creating the ozone, we're not going to be oxidizing or breaking down any organics in the airstream, and so it is safe and effective. And actually, I just read a great paper from the National Institutes of Health that discussed ionization and the positive impact it actually has on health. So I was very pleased to see that coming from the NIH.
Okay. Well, you touched on the installation process. So walk me through that a little bit more. For contractors who are not familiar with the technology, not really familiar how it works, what do they need to know in order to specify this and install it for their customers?
of all, is what voltage are you working with? And that's one of the unique things about our technology with NPBI, is that it's considered universal voltage. So it doesn't matter if they have control power, 24 volts, or if they have 110 or 240. You just bring voltage to this device within that range. The device senses what that voltage level is and actually regulates its output based on that. And that's actually important. That's part of the secret ingredient to our no ozone generation, is that it doesn't matter what the voltage source is. It doesn't matter if there's power line fluctuations. The output is always going to be consistent, plus or minus 1%. So we never ionize oxygen, and therefore we don't generate ozone as a byproduct. So first thing the contractor needs to understand is our technology handles all of those voltages, so there's one SKU for all of the above. Second is just placement. And by looking at some videos we have online, and we have installation manuals that come with each product right out of the box, it actually describes where you can mount the device and how quick and easy it is to mount. We provide our products with rare earth magnets, which have approximately 50 pounds of pull force per magnet, and so they easily can snap into place right to the fan inlets or in the airstream itself or right to the cooling coil, depending on the product that they purchased for their application. So it is fairly quick and easy to install these systems, and having that universal voltage makes it easy to wire it as well.
Okay, so time-wise, about how long does it take? I mean, it probably is going to differ by the application, but typically how long is it going to take to install one of these?
I would say that with 15 tons and less, you're looking at less than 15 minutes per unit to install one of these devices. And if you get into larger air handling systems that require the modular products that I referred to as the Legos earlier, that product's going to be more like 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the size of the air handler. And that is making the assumption that you have a power source nearby and you don't have to run a dedicated power line to power just this device. But generally, we can just tap right into the control power of the unit that it's mounting inside of, and so therefore you don't need a dedicated circuit, so that reduces costs for installation as well as reduces the time to install it as well.
Okay. And any kind of regular maintenance required?
The majority of our products have wiper blades built into them that actually auto-rotate every 3 days, and they automatically clean the product. And that's out of the box. Now, if you want to, for whatever reason, reprogram the unit in the field, you can certainly follow the directions there and reprogram the product to clean every day if you feel so inclined to do that. But then the modular product that mounts to the cooling coil inlet, it does not have that wiper blade, but it works with a different type of principle. It's called alternating current ionization versus direct current, which is a whole another discussion, but bottom line, it stays clean because it is an AC device. But we do recommend once per year when you are changing the filters, just take a rag with some rubbing alcohol, walk down the bar, make sure it stays nice and clean, the brushes are free from debris. You could even use a small shop vac with a brush attachment, or even I've seen people use toothbrushes. Just don't use a wire, metal brush on the product itself. So it's very simple to maintain, very minimal maintenance, and what the owners really like about it, there's no replacement parts. Once you put the system in, the first cost is essentially the life cycle cost of the product, with the exception of the 2 watts of power that it takes to run the system.
Okay. So final comments then for contractors who may be unsure about recommending NPBI to customers. What would you say to make them just a little more comfortable with the technology?
Sure. So with NPBI, you may not have heard of this technology, but it's been around quite a long time. We've simply taken the older technology, the tube technology, and converted it into what we call the solid-state version. Really no different than the concept of taking the floor model TVs with the old tubes in them, which required more power and had a worse picture than the new LED TVs that are very thin. There's no tubes to wear out and actually have a better picture with less power. So we've really advanced the technology, and the fact that this technology, especially from Global Plasma Solutions, it's UL 2998 certified, so it is ozone free, so that's safe in itself and confirmed by a third party that it's safe. We're the only company and the first company that actually has true COVID-19 testing that confirms inactivation rates on COVID-19 by a third party lab. And also, we have the technology that is mounted on aircraft. It's been certified by the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. It's passed DO-160, which means no shock, no line noise, no electromagnetic force is being generated by the technology. So for contractors, it doesn't matter if you're installing this in a hospital next to a medical imaging system, it's not going to crosstalk and interfere with that type of equipment that could be sensitive. Or if you're installing this in data centers, we're not going to interfere with the electronics in the data center, because bottom line, this technology is put onto aircraft and it cannot put any sort of noise on the line that could interfere with the avionics of the aircraft. So the fact that we've been vetted through so many government agencies, as I mentioned earlier a couple of times, from the White House down, it's gone through the General Services Administration process to be even specified into the White House when that upgrade occurred a few years ago, all the way down to residential applications, to healthcare applications. You know, some of the leading hospitals in the country are using this technology now as a replacement to UV light. So the bottom line, it's been well vetted. The fact that it has no replacement parts, it's essentially maintenance-free, especially with the systems that are, have the wiper blades. You can rest assured that you're not going to have any problems out of the technology, and it's not going to create any unhealthy conditions in the space once these are installed.
All right. Well, fascinating discussion. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Take care.